An American journalist has been freed after nearly 2 years in captivity in Syria. New England native Peter Theo Curtis had been held by Islamic militants since October of 2012. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that his release today is a welcome relief to U.S. officials and others in the media after the beheading last week of another American journalist.
Peter Theo Curtis went missing near the Turkey-Syria border in 2012. His disappearance wasn't disclosed, but U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry confirmed in a statement Sunday that the U.S. had been working for nearly 2 years to free him, using, quote, every diplomatic, intelligence, and military tool at our disposal. Curtis was being held by the al-Qaeda-linked group Jabhat al-Nusra, or the Nusra Front. For some of that time, war photographer and fellow American journalist Matt Schreier was being held with him. Schreier talked about that experience with CBS's 60 Minutes last November.
All I knew was that people were getting tortured, because my second day there, that's when I started hearing people screaming. And you'd hear, wah.
Schreier says that after 3 weeks, he was taken to a cell with another prisoner that his captor said was American.
And I looked, I was just like, oh my God, he is an American. You know, it was a curveball, like I didn't expect this at all. You know, like one of the first things I said is like, oh my God, they're collecting us.
Schreier says he managed to escape through an opening in his cell by standing on the shoulders of his cellmate, Curtis. Curtis, Schreier says, couldn't get through the opening. In his statement, John Kerry said that Curtis's release was a relief, particularly after a week marked by, quote, unspeakable tragedy. Last week, American journalist James Foley was beheaded by militants with the Islamic State.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Foley's family and hundreds of mourners gathered in their hometown of Rochester, New Hampshire, Sunday at a mass to remember the 40-year-old journalist.
Look how Jim has called so many together, the witness of his own dear heart.
The Islamic State is believed to have other Americans in captivity. They are threatening to kill at least one other American journalist if the U.S. does not meet their demands, which include stopping airstrikes in Iraq. Nathan Rott, NPR News.